Welcome to the Genome. For the next 45 minutes, it's you, me, separated by a thin screen you call a computer. I'm gonna do things to you. It's gonna be real good. Might be a little dirty, but it'll be the Genome.
That was glorious.
God, that was beautiful.
That is, if that's gonna be our intro, I will love it.
You're listening to Four Peas in a Pod.
Cast.
I did start recording.
Cut it out. We're gonna skip an intro.
Yeah.
Intro's done with. Intro's an old hat.
You know,
thing.
They say the reason you get hung up on a paper is because you can't think of an introductory paragraph. You know, you got all these ideas, so let's just start blasting stuff out of our assholes to the camera. All
right. Talking point number one. We brought this up earlier. Babies.
Babies are awful.
Do we like babies or do we not like babies?
No. If you like babies, get out. Get out of my basement.
I'm gonna stay.
Stay because you need to talk about it. But after you, you know, then leave.
Babies are great in small doses.
Not even small doses.
Babies aren't heroin. You can't take doses of babies. You either have a baby or you don't have a baby.
Yeah, but shoot up babies. You can like go to someone's house with a baby.
You shoot up babies, you go to jail.
Are you shooting up the babies like filling them with heroin, or are you shooting yourself up with babies?
Shooting yourself up with
babies. Or are you shooting up babies like Biggie Smalls got shot?
Like straight drive-by.
Yeah, drive-by. Baby drive-by.
I like baby drive-by. Are
you shooting up babies like shooting up babies like you're shooting up 495? Is it a route? Is it a route named babies? We have to explore all avenues here.
Aw, oh, man, your text.
Yeah, my text really ruined that.
But isn't that life?
It was so good. It was good timing. But,
that's life, though. Life is interrupted by a text constantly.
Oh, is that a metaphor for life?
Oh, that's a metaphor for
and
life.
And how
you
babies suck.
I'll tell you what, my bonus on metaphor level.
Hey!
Babies!
Oh, yo, so anyways.
I don't think babies suck.
Why don't you think babies suck?
When they like you, they're pretty damn cute, and they're usually fun to play with.
And also,
they poop on you.
And exactly, that was my point. And when they like you, they also shit all over your hands. All
right, well, you know what, homies? Want to see what I'm going to do here? I'm gonna do.
You probably shit on people's hands.
I did, but you know what?
Yeah, and that's
that
why
was
people
because
don't
they,
like him.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody hates me. That was just last week. I'm not even talking about when I was a baby.
The people. People suck.
Are eggs the babies or are chickens the babies?
What?
Are eggs the babies or are chickens the babies?
The chick is, obviously.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's not even. A
yeah, it was.
like, it's almost exactly like how
is
a person.
2 + 2 = 4. Just the bear broke. Shit in the woods.
Well, what if a bear is in a zoo?
Anybody out there? Do you agree with me? Cause I'm just getting trampled right now.
Obviously, the chick is the baby. The egg is the goddamn egg.
No, what I'm saying, but I was
but
asking
is the water bottle
Indians.
The water bottle or is the water the water bottle?
Is the Oreo in my mouth or is it an Oreo?
I was saying,
no, it's on your lap.
It's on the sheet.
Oh my god. This is going nowhere fast and it's so great.
All right.
You know what
that's
we should
saying.
Do?
It's going
you know
nowhere fast.
Do? You know what we should do? We should do a Q&A because I feel like there's a lot of good questions that could bring up a lot of good points.
Yes, I like that. Right, I like
Q&A. Actually, just real quick, I want to put a mental image into our viewer's head.
But they're not viewing anything.
That's why it's a mental.
Our listeners. Our fellow listeners
just
out there.
Just a fun thing to think about when you're feeling down about life. Just picture someone without arms trying to open a water bottle.
No, that's
that
sad.
That makes me cry.
That's sad. That's sad. Go on.
That's sad.
There's two types of people. There's people who think that's funny, and there's people who think that's hilarious. and then there's people who think it's sad. And those people are not in this basement. Are they Nate?
This podcast has been brought to you by Red Velvet Oreos. Fucking wild.
Is that the flavor?
Fucking wild. Fucking wild. Fucking wild Oreos.
We don't know what's in this shit.
You know how Oreos are always coming out with new flavors? What if it's just like Doritos Oreos?
Or
Oreos. It's gonna happen at some point.
Like Oreos flavored like other things?
No. Like Dorito flavored Oreos. Because it's gonna happen at some point.
Cheese?
Yeah, like the cream would be cheese.
That wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't be good, but you know what's going to happen because that's what Doritos does. Doritos is a brand for it. They're like, yeah you want to take our flavor and put it on a cat? We'll sell it. That'll be Nacho Cheese Cat, and then we'll have Spicy Nacho Cat, and then we'll have Cool Ranch Cat. Nobody's going to want the Cool Ranch Cat because Cool Ranch is gross.
You want Dorito flavored Sun Chips? You got them.
Dorito flavored Sun Chips?
Yep.
It's the same thing.
Same fucking thing.
It's the same thing.
Dorito flavored Nacho. Or, yeah, Tostitos.
Flavored Tostitos.
That'd be just Doritos.
That'd be just Doritos.
That would literally burn down a Stop and Shop if they sold me fucking Dorito flavored Tostitos.
And it would cost $8 a bag because now you got two brand names.
And it's limited edition.
Oh, that's right. It's only going to come back next summer and the summer after that. Like,
exactly.
By who? Like P. Diddy or like Emma Watson. It was like celebrity design.
Emma Watson.
Oh, yeah, like the fucking LeBron's mix. I'll tell you what. Yeah. This is why I hate LeBron. Not that he's a wild player. But most importantly, he's a douche, and that's why I don't like him. Okay, because he'll let you know when he's hurt. He'll be damned sure to make you see him flop on the floor. Oh, I broke my fucking ankle. I'm putting team on my back. But he makes the Sprite mix. He sells a Sprite. Wasn't he on the fucking Bubblicious like 12 years ago?
He was on everything 12 years ago.
No, he just came up with Sprite mix.
He is. I don't understand.
It's
how.
Like, let's people is at its peak. If like. Almost inarguably right now.
I feel like he's in his
anytime you think something is inarguably, NBA Finals.
Bring it up with Cam.
My point is not that he is any worse a player for what he does off the court, because that doesn't make any sense. And I'm not saying people shouldn't capitalize on what they're worth, because that doesn't make sense. I'm just saying he's a pretentious douche, and he should let the fame come to him instead of being in our faces and be like, hey, like my butt.
Let the fame come to you? I've been doing that for 21 years, and look how that's working out.
Yeah, we have this... We have this crappy podcast.
And it just, like...
Yeah, if we let the fame come to us, we'll have three people listening to us.
We're not basement. Right. There's nobody. We're going to sit here, and then we'll just let thousands of people come to this basement and be like, yep, the fame came to us.
I don't know if this basement can hold thousands.
Basement?
Yeah.
The basement can hold thousands.
Thousands of souls. Thousands of spirits.
This basement
since we're going to hang out with only living people.
Oh, true. I'm just going to talk with a lift for the rest of the thing.
Well, that sounds super fathafrath.
All right, so let's get to a talking point. Because we're going nowhere fast.
Yeah, you know. Well, no, so, see that? Oh, that could be the name of the podcast. Going Nowhere Fast. Cast. Going Nowhere Cast.
Nope. Better be four.
High five myself.
We'll talk about
that. I didn't even have to say that because you can't see what's going on. Everybody might have thought that I just got high fived by Kanye.
All right, so we got some questions that some good friends gave us that we want.
Not good friends. More of an acquaintance.
Yeah, more of... Actually, we don't know any of the people.
Yeah, no, not a clue. No.
So this first one... This first one is coming from us... Coming to us.
Right, yeah.
From X420YOLOSWAGX. And the question is...
Sidebar. I think X24... What was it? 420YOLOSWAGX? I think he would buy the Doritos Oreos.
X420YOLOSWAGX, yes.
Yes.
Same type of people that buy... Like gallons of Baja Blast at the same time.
I know those.
My contract. Nothing against drinking. I just had a bad experience. I had like my pee was weird colors afterwards. Fuck you, Baja Blast.
How much Baja Blast did you drink?
Jesus. You have to drink a savage amount of that stuff.
No, it was just like I woke up, went to work, hadn't eaten anything, and like at 4 o'clock came around, I still hadn't eaten. And
this kid, it's because you didn't eat anything.
No. My point is, all I had was Baja Blasts, and then. All I had was two Baja Blasts. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have smoked as much or drank as much Baja Blast.
I feel like anything more than like a couple Baja sips of Baja Blast at a time is just over the top anyway.
Yeah.
Any kind of Mountain Dew is just riddled with sugar. Everyone knows that.
You know what? Question. We should get back to that question.
So question. X420YOLOSWAGX.
Yes, right.
Asked us, why is Batman such a pussy?
I don't even want to answer this because he's wrong.
Yeah, I can't.
I have to disagree with you, X420YOLOSWAGX.
Yeah, is this a unanimous disagree?
Yeah.
Well, should I pose this?
I want you to pose
something.
Who cares
if he's a pussy?
Pussy?
Pussy.
Yeah, Batman went through a lot, all right? Yeah. He witnessed the murder of his parents.
Yeah, let's let people be people.
You know?
Right.
He had to grow up in his parents' mansion looking at old shadows of his parents, like living with the ghosts of his parents, essentially.
With Alfred like, I love you, Master Bruce. And he's like, you're not my real parents.
Exactly. he talked like that as a child.
Yeah, it's like 5 years old. You get that gruff voice.
So like, right, that's how you acquire a gruff voice in life, is watching your parents die.
Watching your parents
normal
die.
Voice is fake.
His normal voice is like, it's
he forces
his alter
his voice
ego.
95% of the time.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
That's commitment.
Obviously. You know what? I know what kind of a question he was trying to pose. I get it. I get. I'm turning into Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park with all my stuttering. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that I know what he's trying to say. He's thinking that Batman's a superhero. Batman isn't a superhero.
Of course.
No,
Batman
he's
is
a vigilante.
He's a vigilante. He's a detective. He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of different things. He is not a superhero because he has no superpowers.
Trying to throw him up against Superman. That's not gonna work. Worst. Superman is worse because anybody who can
he can do anything. Why would you watch that?
Yeah, exactly. That's dumb.
Like, wow, and I wonder if the man who can't get shot is gonna die.
I'm gonna defend Superman.
I'm sorry.
Oh wow, somebody brought kryptonite. That's new.
I'm gonna but defend Superman. I still think Superman stories can be extremely good.
Yeah, you know what else?
If they're
be
written about Spider-Man,
or if they're blackout drunk and forget the whole fucking thing.
Any story can be good, okay? The Lego Movie was good.
I loved Lego Movie.
Everything is awesome.
But it's still a dumb idea when you think about it.
Oh, it's terrible. Cool,
of course, yeah, the idea of Superman is pretty out there.
Yeah, it's terrible.
A guy that can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
I think that because of his history, because of his past, because of what he's dealing with in the on Earth that he's grown up in Metropolis, he's going through a lot of crap. You know, he's got to try to balance being Clark Kent and Superman. He's got to deal with the fact that he's an alien.
See?
He's like the only alien on Earth.
See, that's his whole problem, is that he has to balance the fact that he's Clark Kent and Superman. Second, that I found that I'm Superman. Goodbye, Clark Kent. I am your new god, Earth. Bring me your riches.
Welcome to
and
Earth.
And your women. Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Population, whoever wants to live. You want to live? Bring me some of those Doritos Oreos, okay?
Welcome we need Earth. Lots of those.
We need lots of them. You know, I think this topic is pretty much over, because if you're trying to say that Batman's a pussy, you're missing the whole point.
Yeah,
man.
We're gonna.
Well, the bigger question is, why is Jim so goddamn tall? This next guy already knows. He's never met Jim, but he's already posing the question. Why is he
on a radio?
He just feels his tall voice.
I have a very tall voice.
Yes,
you
why
do
is
have
Jim
a tall
so tall?
Voice. Who asked that question?
A guy. Why, Jim? Why are you so tall?
Real clever there. Way to come in clutch, Nate.
Nate doesn't have his phone in front of him. I would like to say that this question came from Blueball67. He couldn't get the 69 because it was already taken.
Sorry, Blueballs.
Very that was popular. Part of the Blueballs. Because he couldn't get the 69.
We're not going to get into the semantics of someone's username.
Yeah, but this was a two-part question. It's how is Jim so tall, and how can he become tall like Jim? Jim, what did you do to get tall?
Well, I gotta say, probably 90% of the reason why anyone is tall is genetics.
No, I think that's incorrect.
Do you know nothing about science?
Yeah.
You never seen a fucking stretch machine, big guy? Don't try to fool us. Don't try to keep all the tall for yourself.
Willy Wonka, come on. They shrunk down Mike TV, and guess what? He was a big floppy tall dude when he walked out of there. Tell you what all else right, is big right. and floppy.
You guys...
My dog's ears.
Ho! Where's the rat? Oh, yeah. Wait, where's the horn?
Come
on. Do that again.
I'll tell you what else is big and floppy. My dog's ears.
Hilarious.
There we go. No, I'm going to do it a third time because everybody's not sick of this joke yet. I'll tell you what else is big and floppy. My dog's ears.
Okay.
Oh my. All right.
Excellent.
All right.
Applause.
Golf clap.
All right. So back to why Jim is so tall.
Yeah, why is Jim so tall? Did you drink a lot of milk?
Do you guys really want to know the secret?
I do want to know the secret. I think everybody wants to know
parents.
The secret.
Just like did this for me when I was young, and I guess no one else did. Dunkaroos.
Did Dunkaroos make you tall?
All the Dunkaroos. Like,
if
dozens.
You want to dunk, I be tall. Just dunk. Oh my god, Jim.
I'm
really
honestly surprised more kids of
that.
My
of course
generation
you're right.
aren't as tall as me.
Because Dunkaroos were wild.
Because Dunkaroos were like a pretty big thing, I thought, but you know, apparently.
I ate Dunkaroos daily, and I'm like. Chris
and now,
five,
and now,
seven on a good day.
He ate Dunkaroos daily, and now he can't eat gluten. So,
wait.
Your move, America.
I direct
Hello.
You.
Hello. We got a caller coming in.
Oh, and it's gonna keep ringing too. That's the best part. So it's a sales call. So nobody's gonna pick it up.
We'll just go hang it up. You know?
No. Oh, somebody did pick it up. Wow. All
right.
Wow. Hey, there we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Derek's family.
Derek's family.
No, Luke. Did you eat? Chocolate Dunkaroos?
Nah, dude, all about them Funfetti Dunkaroos.
Funfetti.
That's it. That's why chocolate Dunkaroos is it's got the hype juice.
Who hated you that they wouldn't buy you Funfetti?
Yeah. I had Funfetti too, but like,
wait, did you?
Did your parents like not own you? Like, were you someone they found on the street and said, "We're gonna give this fucking kid chocolate Dunkaroos"?
I had Funfetti,
right?
But more chocolate, and everyone knows chocolate's got the hype juice. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what.
It's got the juice, but not
the... I'll tell you what. If I'm picking between Hi-Juice,
and Funfetti,
I'm picking Funfetti every time.
All day, every day.
Can you buy Dunkaroos anymore?
Absolutely. I'm sure you can. I'm 100% sure.
Why would anyone ever stop selling Dunkaroos?
Well, they stopped selling other stuff. They stopped selling crispy M&Ms.
They stopped selling.
No, they still sell those, and those are still delicious.
I still see dinosaur.
Would you believe that somebody? I had to take a health class my second year of college, my first semester, second year, and the health teacher, she goes, "Hey, what'd you eat for breakfast?" And I said, "I had some delicious dinosaur oatmeal." And she goes, "Dinosaur oatmeal?" And she's like, "What's that?" I was like, "You know, it's got the little dinosaur eggs in it. When you heat it up, the eggs hatch, you get little dinosaur sprinkles.
Pants get a little shorter."
Yeah, pants get a little shorter, that's right, all the time, every single time. And she looked at me and she just goes, "How old are you?" Time I said, "I'm 19," and she said, "Isn't that for like 5-year-olds?" And she just walked away, crushed my spirits.
Wow. What a heartless woman! What a terrible.
You know, she was also a health teacher, so maybe she was like, "You could eat something that doesn't have 17 grams of sugar in it."
No, that's probably not what it was. She was probably just like, "Lard-ass. Aren't you too old for your oatmeal?"
And I was like, "Nah." Dude, this soundboard is so bad.
This
soundboard.
I got the worst soundboard.
For the first podcast, I think we have great soundboard work, and the board is consisted of 2 smartphones that we pull out of the box.
And 3, because one has just that horn.
Oh, just the
horn. Mine is the best because it has so many options. So there's this one.
Right, that's a good
one.
And
then if you hit this other button, and then there's like just a few more variations of that.
Can I hear number one?
I hate you. You want to
hear number
so
one
much
again? This is number 4.
And number 2?
Wait, go back to the first one.
Number 1. Number 2? Number 1? Number 2? Number 3? Number 1? Number 2? Number 3?
Did it drop?
No, I thought it was going to like not.
Oh my God.
We don't actually have a soundboard, so we couldn't do anything after that.
This looks like a pineapple. Disgust me. No.
No, it does not look good. Luke's, for reference, Luke's drawing on blank playing cards, and he ordered a pack so he can make all of his own cards, and they only sent him 50 cards. Yeah. I don't know when the last time you played a card game with 52 cards was.
Last time you lost 2 cards?
How'd
you keep playing?
Brain blast.
Yeah, why would you keep playing? As soon as you realize that you missed 2 cards.
Fuck 2 of the jacks, that's why.
Wow.
I really just don't understand it at all.
Does cards? That compute?
Right, you want to move on to another question? Then?
Okay.
We believe.
I got one. I got one here from Luke. What is this guy's name? Can you read his name? And that is exactly his name.
Yeah, it's spelled out and everything.
It's spelled like out five, just like that.
Like
I don't know.
J L L O O.
Very phonetic spelling.
A G, Batman symbol Q.
Ah, see, he stole that from Family Guy. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny on Family Guy. And it wasn't funny now. But if you threw that horn down after you said it, there we go.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
it's funny if you throw the horn out.
Yeah. The horn makes anything funnier. So, anyways, the question from can you pronounce that again, or is that just a one time deal?
I
would you strain yourself?
It's
so
Nordic,
the question.
I don't know.
It's Nordic.
Bummer.
Oh, the question is should. And you know, this really makes you think, especially in this day and age, okay? Should Wonder Woman be changed to Wonder Man?
Probably not.
Wonder.
George got cut from work.
Why? If they can. George got cut from work?
Oh, yeah, keep going to your punch.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, great.
Let's throw off that flow. I really posed a really, really good question here that was asked by Nordic spelling person.
Should Wonder Woman be changed to Wonder Man?
I think it'd be sexist if we didn't consider it.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Equal rights.
There's already so many superheroes. It's like, what, Catwoman?
Yeah, because there's so many
Wonder
more
Woman.
Female superheroes than
Supergirl,
male superheroes, right?
Supergirl.
Word Girl from PBS.
That's one. That's one. That's one of the more well-known
plus
ones.
Any of the like the posses that Wonder Woman hangs out with just, is all guys anyway.
And just think of how many women got to play Catwoman so far. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So
there's already been like 18 Catwomen.
So what if I would be okay with a Wonder Man if they
what
did
if they
a
fought?
Whole gender bender series?
Yeah, like a
everyone
like a Fiona
was
Cain.
They
like
did
Fiona
that
Cain
once. I don't even read comics, but they did it with Thor. Thor's now a chick. I'm
I
sorry.
Want a whole,
I'm sorry.
Like,
let me say that again. That, Thor's now a woman.
Politically correct. She's a broad. All right. Thor's now
they
a
made,
broad.
They made.
Just some
they
fucking
made Thor.
Trick.
Yeah,
got
they made
him straight.
Broad.
Did you guys? Wow, I can't
speak. You guys just fucked that up a bunch.
I said,
and you're not.
Yo, an ugly bitch.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Mac if you're listening.
Oh, I don't know where we were going with that. Oh, dude, no.
Gender bender.
Oh, we were talking about Thor being a broad. Hey, you guys see that Thor is a broad now? See, I got it out that time.
You finally got it out.
No, it wasn't worth it.
Congratulations.
Oh my god.
So what if they did like a whole Justice League gender bender? That'd be interesting.
What if the Joker was also a chick?
Superwoman?
Mm-hmm.
Batgirl? Green Lantern, that's a woman. Mm-hmm. Martian woman hunter?
I don't know if you know your superheroes. I admit I don't know my superheroes, but I think you're making some of it up.
You've never heard of the Martian Manhunter?
Oh. Explain now.
Martian Manhunter, he's born on Mars, and he's the last Martian left, and he comes back to Earth, and he's got, like, superhuman powers.
Why would the last Martian left come to Earth? That is the worst place for you to go. I'm the last Martian left, so I'm going to come to Earth where they're going to try to kill me.
He was lonely.
Yeah, obviously. And we try to find some other friends.
And imagine if you were lonely, came to a new planet.
It off out in the,
yeah, what
and everybody
what
just
started. What if we went to another planet and we had superpowers?
And everybody's like, oh, get this fucking alien out of here. Zup, zup.
What if we do have superpowers, but we don't realize it because it's our everyday life?
I'm a farmer!
Being able to see...
Is a
to
superpower.
Other people is a superpower.
Yeah, because think about it. What if we are the supreme beings? Well, we technically
are.
We technically are. We technically are. What if moles are the normal people and we are the supreme beings? And moles are like, those guys can see. I'm really heartbroken that those guys can see.
Moles can't see? What?
They can see.
No.
They can see a little bit.
Why would they have eyeballs if they can't see?
Why would?
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
What's his name? Why would Stevie Wonder have eyes if he couldn't see?
Okay,
because we're born with them.
Stevie Wonder is not a species.
He had kids.
Luke, did you say wild Stevie Wonder?
Have you ever seen his kids?
Neither I see.
Oh!
Oh!
Wow, that was
coming in late, bud. Coming in late.
Hey.
That lock screen's a bitch.
That joke was really dark.
It was.
Just like
everything. Oh!
Hey.
Oh, he's African American.
No, because he's blind.
What? What do you mean?
Did you not hear that? The blind thing went right over my head.
What?
I definitely have the best soundboard ever.
You have.
Hey, toss me a chip.
So
I definitely have the most varied.
He does. Listen to all this. Listen to all this variation. 1, 2. 1, 2. 5. 1, 2. 3, 1.
Sound like you're getting like an eye exam.
Something that Stevie Wonder's never had.
Enough
Stevie Wonder jokes. I feel bad. He's a great artist and he doesn't deserve it.
Right,
we're blindsiding him with all these jokes.
Can we bring it back to the Q&A?
Never saw it coming.
All right, yeah, we can get
this
back.
Is really bad.
No, it's really good, because there's a lot of
racist people in this country, so I guess it's...
We're not racist.
Oh, never mind. I don't know why I said racist. I was thinking about the joke earlier.
Go ahead,
you can say it.
The dark one?
The dark one. The misinterpreted dark one.
We get a lot of dumb questions. Like a lot of dumb questions. All
I
the
think
d-
it's just
dumb people.
All the
seems
dumb
like
questions.
Just one idiot is sending in
yeah,
a bunch
I know,
of questions.
I don't get it. We've got a couple from the same person and they're all the most dumb
Reminds
ones.
Me of the time that
Frank,
got-
Frankie, I think his name is Frank Eugene. That's what it's coming through on here. I don't know.
Is he calling me a genie?
I don't know.
Frankie Genie.
Frankie Genie. One of his dumb questions, I'm going to say, where are the crystal skulls put on Earth by... Where, oh, I'm sorry, not where. Were the crystal skulls put on Earth by aliens?
Like the ones filled with vodka?
Yeah, yes, those ones.
Yes, the ones that are in every liquor store.
Yeah, he didn't specify. Is he talking about those ones? He's
those
talking
are about definitely the, extraterrestrial.
Is he talking about? Is he talking about the one in Indiana Jones?
What Indiana Jones?
The fourth one.
There was never a fourth Indiana Jones.
And Luke has his damn.
There was no such thing as the fourth Indiana Jones.
There's no such thing as the fourth Indiana Jones. Oh my god.
Wow, pineapples are really hard to
eat. What about sad trombone or some shit?
Yeah, it's sad trombone. Sad trombone. Oh, you're almost you right. You're close. You idiot. You turkey.
You fucking freck. Yo, man.
That applies to none of us in this room right now.
Not right now.
But in like 5 minutes. Oh, you bet your ass. Oh, you want to talk about Indiana Jones? The fact that Chris Pratt might be Indiana Jones at some point? How great would that be?
I don't like how Chris Pratt's taken over everyone's childhood.
I love it.
I do. I love it.
Have you seen Jurassic World yet?
No. Because nobody's seen Jurassic World
yet. That's a funny way to put
it.
Chris Pratt's taking over everyone's childhood.
let me just say this. Last Indiana Jones. The fourth one. That does exist. Was your buddy Harrison Ford, was he any good? Because he looked tired.
Old.
That's
old,
the point of the movie. He looked tired and wrinkly.
That's the point of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want.
But he wasn't
that.
Very good. Yeah, that's like, oh, The Sandlot too. Everybody's in their 50s and they're dealing with tax evasion issues.
YouTube, David Hasselhoff trying to eat a hamburger,
cheeseburger off the floor. I'm sorry.
Like, if you want to watch old, washed up, you don't have to pay money. It's on YouTube.
Did you say washed up because he's in the bathtub?
You think David Hasselhoff was doing that during the filming of the SpongeBob movie?
Because he had to have been. That was after the SpongeBob
movie.
If he was still doing acting like that? Oh,
absolutely.
Without a doubt.
So think about that. Think about your childhood. Would you rather have your childhood in the hands of David Hasselhoff or Chris Pratt?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I don't like Chris Pratt. Right? He is an excellent actor. Right. I really like Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, he is great.
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
I really loved Guardians of the Galaxy. That was an excellent movie.
You don't love Guardians of the Galaxy. Get out
he
of
He was really good in Mr. Bean.
I fucking dreamt of Chris Pratt the other night.
I've seen the Mr. Bean movie. Oh, I want to wait. No, I want to hear about it.
So Nathan had a dream about Chris Pratt.
Is it dirty?
He's my fucking teacher. And
your
I was sitting
teacher?
In the
he was teaching you how to fuck. Okay.
Well, no, I don't know.
Happens
but he
a
was
lot
teaching
these
me
days.
Something.
Happens a lot these days.
It was
days.
Not a dirty dream about Chris Pratt. That was the other one. Anywho.
This is why you should have a real dedicated sound. Continue.
Anyway, he was just teaching, and he had literally nothing to do with the dream other than he was the fucking teacher. And the dream went on from there. It had nothing to do with Chris Pratt.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm so glad that...
that went on for so long! Oh, it's still going!
I'm so glad our listeners are listening to your dreams, Nathan.
Your dirty dreams with Chris Pratt.
I had that one dream, that one Always Sunny dream.
I have a dream that
it played out just like an Always Sunny episode. It was incredible. I fell asleep watching Always Sunny. And honest to God, it was like I was watching a new episode of Always Sunny, but I was at Patty's Pub, and it was amazing. And then Dee loved me.
Can we change the name of the podcast to Dirty Dreams of Chris Pratt?
She loves you sweetly.
Chris Pratt Wet Dreams.
No, it's going to be Gene Hub.
Gene Hub.
We're getting a lot of accidental Googlers.
Googlers.
trying to find...
Well, that's how you get business. You just make shit like sound like a fucking porn site or like a like a business website.
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Yeah, I've only been on Dick's Sporting Goods once.
Exactly.
And that was by accident. nobody's going to harmonize with me? We're really good at that.
Who's that? Dude, these pineapples
this
are
kid?
Really hard to draw. What is that?
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Right?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty! You hear all that voice crack?
All the voice crack.
I thought I went through puberty, but I'm not entirely sure because I really can't grow
maybe
a beard.
Yet.
I think
I really
you sound
can't
pretty
grow
when
beard.
Your voice cracks.
You like it? You like it?
Yeah.
I like it when he burps. I think it sounds so pretty. Oh man. Oh man, this kid. Okay, let's go on to another question because we've just been rambling about nothing for a while now.
That's what we do.
I know. Rambling man. I know, but I feel like we need to get back on track.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, yeah. Trying to make a living and doing the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand. Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Yeah, so our transitions between on and off beat were pretty bad.
And my mama was.
I'm sorry, I'm done now.
Oh no! So what was this question that I was gonna ask? Oh, it's from that kid again.
That kid.
Idiot.
Frankie Genie.
No, that one. The Nordic kid. The burp one.
The foreign.
No, I'm just kidding.
The foreign kid.
It's from Frank Eugenie again. You said we had Nordic
listeners.
No, you said we had Nordic listeners.
Well, his username is. That doesn't mean he is.
Well, why would he make it Nordic if he wasn't Nordic?
You got me.
I do gotcha.
So yeah, this is from Frankie Genie.
Yeah, this one's from Frankie Genie again.
I wish I could meet this kid in real life.
Yeah,
An interesting character.
I don't want to meet him. Yeah, he does.
I mean, I want to.
I bet you he does theater or something like that. He just has that face.
Oh, he's doing that thing with the, like, he's always just doing the thing.
He's always doing the thing.
He's always looking like a clock.
Seems like the kind of person that would like go into one of those schemes where you like sell soda to people.
Hey, you want it for a buck? Ah, I bought it for 50 cents. Ah.
What?
He's not gonna share this. He was so excited. He was like, "Oh, you guys are doing a podcast. I'm gonna share it to all my friends. It's gonna be awesome." He's gonna get into this. He's gonna hit the 30-minute mark. And he's gonna be like, "Wow, these kids are assholes."
Doing this for 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
What makes you think he's gonna listen for 30 minutes?
What makes me think anybody's gonna listen for 30 minutes? Sheer ingenuity. We are changing the game.
Speaking of assholes, all of ours are exposed right now, listeners. So if you want to get that mental picture, get the anchor out. Start jacking.
Wow.
Wow! Whoa!
That's where that's going, I guess.
I'm gonna burn this.
Well, I wish we had the rest of that.
So this is gonna be my grandmother's Christmas present. I'm gonna burn it to a CD and. I love golf claps. Yes! Yes!
Thank you very much.
All right, we're gonna ask
you
this.
You disgust me.
I disgust myself. I really do. Oh, so this kid again. He says, what do you think black holes are? First of all, racist. We don't use that term.
African-American holes.
No, I was going to say...
Anatomically, it's rectum.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I was talking about holes, not black... Jim.
Oh.
Get
Jim. Get... Wow. You know what?
I'm sorry.
Cut it out.
Hey!
Me so horny, me love you long time.
Yes.
I didn't know what that button was. It just said long time. And I wanted to see what that was.
That's where you found the soundboard.
I thought it was going to start playing like a Boston song.
Well, wait, hold on. What's this? Oh, wow. F1 literally means car. I didn't know if it was going to... Okay, that's...
Like a button click on a computer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
None of these deserve golf claps.
Too long for a soundboard. Soundboard should be like 3 seconds long, you know?
Yeah, you gotta be spitting some stuff and be like, oh, gotcha! And never be surprised and goes, whoa.
999!
Yeah, well, my notification is just messing all up. Well, let's get back to that question. What is a black hole?
That's just a text of life.
What is a black hole?
Well, it's nothing.
What isn't a black hole?
Hear me out.
I think black holes are beyond our perception because we do not have the necessary tools to fully perceive it. Because it is nothing.
I perceive it quite well.
I mean, we can see.
Maybe I'm just ignorant to the universe.
See what they do.
They suck Matthew McConaughey into another dimension. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Sounds like your mom's
no, you know
black
what?
Hole.
That movie right. made
yeah, she's
movie
only upstairs. That's a good thing to say.
It's your figurative mom
well,
that everyone talks about.
Well, we're shutting it down now because Luke just made a joke about my mom that she most definitely heard. So, thank you. It's been great. That's an actual drum roll. I thought it was going to be the ba-dum-tsh. You know what? Everybody else.
I do have a ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, you know. I don't like these questions from Frank. I think they're terrible. I think they were just the worst questions I've ever heard
Frank
in my
credit.
Life.
They were pretty good.
I mean,
they had
frankly,
potential and we dropped
right,
the ball.
We've been frankly.
Frankly.
And
they gave
frankly,
us some stuff to talk about.
They have given us some tough
some
talk
to
talk
about. Stuff about.
Some talk to stuff about. Wow.
But... We should find other things to talk about.
We should find other things to talk about. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one from Poland Springs 777-776.
Really like
yeah,
water?
You gotta keep going.
Poland Springs 776. Who comes up with these names?
Honestly, like...
Honestly, people. Honestly, we
mostly
do.
Us, yeah.
Honestly,
we do. We're lying. We don't have a fan base.
Yeah, we don't have any people.
We have nope, this is it.
It's all a sham.
Can Derek and Luke do the dialogue between Mouth and Chunk as Chunk does the truffle shuffle? And can Derek do the truffle shuffle so we can hear Jim laugh?
I shamefully, for some reason, do not know the dialogue off the top of my head.
The dialogue's real simple.
Isn't it like, hey, you can't come in unless you do the truffle shuffle?
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, go for it.
Do the truffle shuffle. That wasn't me laughing. Frank, I want you to know that was not me laughing.
No, he'd know if it was you laughing.
True.
You'd have a good laugh. You'd have a good deep laugh.
Run to the store and grab me some of the Newports.
Gizargo.
Can you do your smoker's voice? Because that'll kill.
I've been smoking cigarettes for 48 years. Have you ever had sex with a tracheotomy?
So
it's fucking wild.
Oh my god.
Oh, good.
That's so good.
And that's the genome.
Oh my god. Okay, did Abe Lincoln actually hunt vampires?
You
absolutely,
he did. Me.
Because we have no proof that he didn't.
He did. I mean, we have proof that he did.
Yeah, it was a movie. Yeah, they made a documentary a couple years ago.
Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
That was the...
That was the real deal.
No,
it was beautifully shot. It didn't even look like a documentary.
Guys, I think this is an open shut case because...
It was well done.
The answer is yes, we have proof that he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Again, do bears shit in the woods?
Not if they're in a zoo.
They don't shit at all when they're in the zoo.
No, they don't.
They plug them up.
Have you ever seen a big old bear cork?
Yeah.
It's about 8 inches in diameter.
I actually went on a field trip. We went to the factory that produces the bear butt corks.
Did they have a bear there for you to shove it up?
No.
A test bear?
They had a model bear.
Butt plugs?
Bear plugs. Bear plugs. Bear butt plugs. they had a model, and they showed us kids the process of how they train the employees on how to plug
fist
the bear.
Fist bear butts.
You're not using your fist, you're using a bear butt plug.
Yeah, no. You're not using your fist. Jeez.
Fun, after
were
hours.
Were you not on that trip,
you gotta
trip,
widen
Nathan?
Them up, come on!
Animal
were you
cruelty.
Not on that trip, Nathan?
Animal cruelty, I think, is what's going on here.
Then I got the VIP pass.
We need to...
You get stuck there for a while.
You don't want to know what happens.
I don't.
Wednesday unplugged.
I don't want to know. You ever seen a soft you ever seen a soft serve ice cream machine?
I don't know. I think it'd be a little more tiring.
Because that's
like a
with a broken
faucet.
Handle. We're so terrible.
I don't know who's gonna listen to this and who's gonna love it.
Segment time. Let's all make the dialogue off of one word at a time. There,
oh,
go start.
New game. We need
Nougat.
We need the horn. Well, somebody's not paying attention.
Yeah, somebody.
I virtually clocked out.
Somebody's just jacking off on their phone over there.
Yahoy!
Yahoy, yahoy. Thanks. Thank you for that. It's so late. You want to play the game? You want to get? Can you play it?
Derek, I think you start.
Well, we need to explain the game.
Okay, so for
what's
our listeners,
the
game consists of...
I don't know the game, so we definitely need to explain.
All right, well, then shut up with your horn for a second, and then we're going to have Nathan explain the game in his sexy voice.
Thanks, babe. No, I don't know if I can do it in that.
Yeah, you can.
Can I?
Yeah, we believe in you.
Sit down, listeners. I got a story to tell you. Four boys sat around a table, and they said one word at a time, and then they had a podcast.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's our game that we're gonna be doing.
Yeah, so we're just gonna make up a story.
So I'll start.
Yeah, you start, and we're gonna go around in a circle. Yeah, yep, that way.
The
kumquat
has
been
into
a
roller coaster
ridden
by
me
and
bears.
These
bears
pass but I'm passing.
No,
that doesn't make sense.
You can't pass.
These bears pass.
These bears pass
butt plugs.
through.
Ale cans. I used a hyphen.
Two words.
Bears.
Shit.
Through their anal cavities. Two hyphens.
Anal cavities.
Anal cavities.
Anal cavities is the word of the day.
Anal cavities is the word of the day. So we just call into the gene
That's
hub and say.
That's the word of the day.
Hi, cocky. Yeah, we need to not talk like that so that show stays off the air because that was.
But I really want this show to come back on the air because I thought it was really good television for little kids.
Thought this was high quality entertainment.
High quality entertainment! You wanna know how I got that voice down? I have a friend who lives out in Salem, and it takes me 50 minutes to drive out there on a good day.
So you get bored.
Hour and 10 minutes on a bad day. I had no good music to listen to because my phone died. I sat in the car for an hour and 10 minutes doing a Pee-wee voice to myself.
I've done things like that. I do a lot of driving, and I do
a lot of talking to yourself.
Nathan dances in the mirror.
Yeah, but see, that's not that weird. I feel like if you're talking in a pee-wee voice to yourself, something's wrong upstairs. I'm admitting it. I'm not normal.
As long as nothing's wrong downstairs.
I think so. Is there a therapist in the house?
Hey, Dr. Jim.
New segment.
Dr. Jim.
New segment, therapy time with Dr. Jim.
So, tell me what's been bothering you, Derek.
You know, I've been driving in cars a lot, and I have nothing else to do, and I get bored, and it's almost like these alternate personalities just kind of seep out of me. Yeah, like babies, baby voices, sexy black man voices. That's the baby voice, though. Mm-hmm. I was talking about my...
Sexy
I get this,
voice.
Yeah, I listen to every other word because my ears don't work so well, so I'm sorry.
Hey. Anyways,
what we're talking about here, you have cancer.
That took a turn that I didn't want it to take.
This is where we're going here.
It's a bold state.
You know what? I think part of the problem is that you know my significant other, who's sitting right next to me on this couch,
Silent Luke,
he's just very neglectful to me. Emotionally, not physically. Physically, he's a great person.
He does things.
Physically, you guys are just hitting it off.
Hitting it off very strong.
Nailing it very right strong. Out of the park.
How long have you been together?
He plays hit with beating. They would just be better.
No, he
doesn't. How long have you been together?
He beats you off, is what he's saying.
Well, yes.
Masturbatorially.
Yes, yes.
Or orally.
When did you bring in your associate? What is his name again?
Dr. Klein.
Dr. Klein, that's right, I'm sorry.
Dr. Jim and Dr. Klein.
Dr. Jim and Dr. Klein. Yes.
This is my associate.
Well, I can't read, Luke. That's part of the problem, is that I'm legally blind now, Jim. Okay, Dr. Jim, I'm legally blind. He's neglecting me emotionally.
And he came in here just Stevie wondering some things about his body.
That's
so
right.
So this has just become couples counseling.
Yes,
so,
yes, that's right.
So, Luke, tell us about yourself. What's going on here in the relationship?
Well, I think first, before I want to say something. I think it's his job is a big part of it. Okay, tell him what you do.
I'm responsible for going around and checking.
You can tell them the brake lights.
No.
The brake lights.
I don't.
The brake lights
tell
of
you
tanks.
What I do.
The brake lights. Well, he told me that he was the inspector of the brake lights of tanks that were used in Vietnam. Okay. The tanks that are supposedly out of commission, he goes around and checks the brake lights.
The tanks with the
asbestos.
Well,
it's a very lucrative business.
Well,
I need to talk to you, Dr. Jim. Just hold off. Do you really think that you can diagnose them with cancer with just your eyes? Because James, my friend, I just talked to Dr. James. I got to talk to you about your heart. You can't see cancer with your eyes. And sometimes you gotta let them know that you don't actually know that they have cancer. You can't just be bringing this diagnosis around. It's not that easy.
What's this guy's fucking name again? Dr. what?
Dr. Klein.
Dr. Klein.
Your associate.
Dr. Klein.
My associate, Dr.
Of
Klein.
Of 10 years, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, so you think you have a bad relationship?
Dr. Klein.
Yahoy. Would you like to flip this around? I think we should be asking the questions because it sounds like Dr. Klein is very.
Yeah, so Dr. Klein, what do you do for a living other than really bad psychiatry?
Yeah, obviously you're not.
You mean
a good
the terrible psychiatry I'm roped into with this? Mockery of a doctor!
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, everything's coming out now. Everything's coming out. I'm gonna tell him everything you said, okay? Because last night, you two things you can't take back. You can't take it back. There's no more, man.
That's the Dr. Klein is a woman baby.
Dr. Klein is just falling apart.
He is falling apart at the seams.
I'm sorry. This relationship. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dr. Klein is obviously just falling apart at the seams here. Obviously, this is a three-way psychiatry session.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to. If you just.
He knocked down.
Break everything.
He knocked down Dr. Jim's medical license.
Stethoscope.
Equipment.
Medical things. Equipment.
Why do you have a stethoscope if you're a psychiatrist?
It's got so dumb. It's
I'm
got
also,
so
I'm
dumb
also
so
a
quickly.
Doctor.
Dr. Jim, I want to go back. I want to go back to diagnosing my problem because it just took a turn for the weird.
Yeah, I think you got to diagnose my
so
fucking broken
tongue. Obviously, it isn't cancer. Misdiagnosis. I've been reading up too much WebMD.
He only uses
right.
Eyes.
I told you it wasn't the cancer. I told you it was about the brake lights. I told you it was about the brake lights in the Vietnam era tanks. That's where it started, and he's still being emotionally neglectful to me.
Vietnamese are tanking this relationship.
Yeah.
Obviously, Derek, the problem here that we all have is you're an attention whore.
Yes, obviously, but how do I fix that? How can he be more of an attention giver?
Like,
an attention giver. Yep.
Well, obviously,
not
you're going to have to...
fixing your problem.
No, fixing his problem, because I don't have a problem.
How do we
gonna
murder
to,
Luke is what Derek's
you're
trying
gonna
to say.
You're going to have to get Luke fired. You're going to have to get Luke fired. You're going to have to get him out of his job, just, like, go behind his back, you know?
Yeah, but Dr. Jim, that's a problem.
What's that?
Tanks.
I don't have a back.
This is so dumb.
What are you talking about? This is fucking gold. I mean, I got a half job. I got a quarter job.
Well, no, I know. I'm talking about my problems are dumb, Dr. Klein.
Well, I mean, I just get sexually aroused by my my clients, no matter what they look like.
I thought he was gonna hit me, but I should have known better because I told you he's not physically abusive. He's just emotionally abusive.
He
tries to communicate
you.
With his drawings. He tries to communicate with his drawing, Jim. Dr.
Wonder,
Jim.
What does he draw?
Wonder what this section
is. No, he draws pineapples all day. All he does when he gets home from work from expecting those rear brake lights on those tanks is draw pineapples. He's obsessed with the pineapples.
Luke, do you have anything to say for yourself?
No, it's pretty legit.
Alright, well, you've been charged with being a fucking dick. You're sentenced to forever.
Yeah, but why is he drawing the pineapples, Dr. Jim? I don't understand it. He watches SpongeBob 24/7. He draws the pineapples. He eats pineapples. He makes pineapple stamps.
He has sex with starfish.
Only once that I've caught him in the act.
You help.
Right, but I caught you in the act first.
Obviously, Luke has the worst case of bipolar I've ever seen.
Dr. Jim, are you just looking that up on your phone at this point?
Possibly.
I
have the WebMD app. It's pretty useful.
May I interject?
Yeah, yes.
For the clients here, I just want you know, transparency. His notes consist of
doodles.
Anal cavities and doodles.
I'm seeing a lot of pineapples on my paper.
No, not.
Are you two in cahoots? Because it seems like there's a lot of pineapples being thrown around this office, and nobody's paying attention to my problems that harken back.
They're catching on. We just want more hours out of them. Hey, so tomorrow we can come back for a second session.
Yeah,
it's time.
I think what we're gonna have to do.
Come back for a second session.
I think we're just gonna have to not ever do this segment again.
I think we're gonna have to.
Pineapple does not look.
Come back. Four
and
times
the
snozzberries a week.
Smell like snozzberries.
We're gonna have to have more appointments 4 times a week, 3 hours apiece.
Right.
For the next 6 months.
Oh, I was gonna say years.
All right, we could start it off at 6 months.
Right.
Play it by ear. Obviously, this is a long road. We got a long road ahead of us
right.
here, folks.
But
we wanna start working on this.
We wanna get better. Don't
we need to do
Luke,
we need to do something.
We want you guys to be happy.
Right, Lucas, don't we wanna get better?
I wanna get better at drawing fucking pineapples.
Dr.
Okay.
Calvin.
See,
Klein
that's the problem. He doesn't wanna get better with me, he wants to get better with the pineapples,
Jim. We're gonna get him out of here,
rough's how we like it.
Yeah.
Show us the pineapple, Luke.
Doesn't look like
pineapple.
That pineapple has a lot of hate built
build up inside.
I see that hate.
Oh, a little fallacy.
You want to go back to? You want to do something else?
Inner despair.
You want to do something else?
You're beating a dead horse, man.
You want to do something? Yeah, that horse has been long dead.
We've been beating dead horses.
That horse is ground horse at this point, like ground beef.
Ground horse.
Ground horse beef.
Have you ever eaten horse meat?
I have not eaten horse meat.
Our dogs have.
Not true. If I've eaten the IKEA meatballs, I've eaten horse meat.
Probably.
Yep. That was a conspiracy.
That's pretty.
I don't know if it's really a conspiracy.
All right. Honestly, it's shitty in that they weren't telling you that horse was in there.
But
nevertheless, you can't be mad for eating horse meat if you're okay with eating cow meat, pig meat, chicken meat,
pig meat, marmoset meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't be mad. Like,
baby meat.
Oh yeah, that's just.
I feel like he can contribute to that portion.
What, baby meat?
Yeah, baby meat.
It's good. I don't know much to say on it. Baby meat.
Pant sausage meat.
Sometimes. Fry it, boil it, poach it.
Boiled baby meat.
Sushi.
I like curing it for like a little while. Like baby, rubbing some salt on it.
Baby jerky. Ever had baby jerky?
That's over cured, I think. Like a baby prosciutto.
Ooh, prosciutto.
I like sledding in assless chaps.
Sledding in assless chaps.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Do you not like sledding?
I've never tried sledding in assless chaps.
It's a very brisk feeling in the balls, actually, and it's very pleasing.
Are there ballless chaps too?
Yeah, because...
No, it's just the airflow. It's just how it goes, you know?
Your balls don't dangle through your ass when you sit down.
You don't hold your ass.
Well, if it's really hot,
if it's really
then they
hot.
Still don't do that.
Usually when I walk around, I tie the back of my scrotum to the middle of my taint, just so I get a fun little dangle.
That's like the seventh time taint has been said tonight.
Taint.
So Nathan gets a safe dangle versus like a...
versus a dangerous dangle.
However, dangle's dangerous, my friends.
A dangerous dangle is a dangle I want to have. I want to experience.
I live life in the fast lane. My living life on the edge. I got a dangerous dangle.
I got a dangerous dangle. It's so gross.
My balls. What are we at? I feel like we've been fucking shitting.
Talking about absolutely nothing. I think we've exhausted. Oh. That's a real fart. That's a real fart into a real microphone.
Hold on, go.
Proud of you, Nathan.
We have one uncontributor in the group.
I don't even know why this kid's here.
When I have stuff to say.
You don't clap when everybody needs to clap.
Yeah, you don't fucking clap.
I'm not about clapping.
Is it about clapping? Yeah, I guess it's just not
about the podcast. Yeah, I just guess we're just not even about the podcast because we don't want to clap with everybody else.
I guess we're not about pooping in our pants. We're just hanging out.
I poop in my pants.
I pooped in my pants.
I pooped in my pants,
you
know, a lot of times.
Did you shit yourself? Because I don't think you shit yourself this morning. I think that's why you've had a bad day.
Yo, bro, do you even shit yourself with your friends?
Do you even shit yourself when you see your best friends?
You shit your pants?
If shitting your pants is cool, then consider me Miles Davis.
Let's talk about when Adam Sandler was good.
Oh, when he was funny.
In the 90s.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Welcome to West, the tall of 25.
What?
You haven't seen that? It was like a stand-up thing that he did. It was, He was Adam Sandler,
standing
and he was
up,
pretending to be like a toll boy, just like collecting change, $1.25.
Yeah.
And he's, welcome to Worcester, $1.25, please.
Oh my God, it's
great.
Because Adam Sandler's not bad.
Yeah.
It's honestly a pretty funny thing. And
no,
like, it's
I'm saying
like,
your Adam Sandler impression wasn't bad.
Oh, thank you.
I'm saying it was a good Adam Sandler impression.
He's trying to jerk your chain a little bit. He's trying to get your juice going.
I'm trying to get that dangle going.
He's trying to suck a penis.
Get a dangerous dangle, you know?
Which, by the way, on the Gene Hub, we do not hate sucking penis. We're all about...
Wow, let's not say we.
No, we most definitely will say we.
No, we are all okay with anyone who
wants to suck penis. And anyone who says otherwise is obviously really dumb.
Really, really dumb.
You should be able to suck penis when you want. Just because we don't want to suck penis doesn't mean it ain't okay for other people to.
Blowjobs.
Hashtag Ireland.
I'm very cool with Ireland.
That's
I'm awesome.
What I'm
like, that, like that's like I'm proud of Ireland.
They're all about gay marriage.
They just legalized gay
they're
marriage
cool with
by
it.
Popular vote.
They're cool with it, which everybody else should be cool with too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, they shouldn't.
Yeah,
everybody
political
shouldn't
angst.
Be. Everybody shouldn't be. You're entitled to your own opinion.
Obviously, you're
just
entitled to your own
opinion. Just don't be a douche to other people. That's all I care
just
about.
Make it legal.
Yeah.
Legalize it. Legalize it. How are they going to affect your life negatively?
Oh, didn't you know that all gay people just have sex in front of you and, like, touch your children?
Well,
I
heard that was true.
Yeah, I heard that I any heard man that was... talking to a small boy actually also, like, just took him home and made him do sex with him.
Which is why I don't let my children...
out of the house.
...play baseball on a baseball league.
Yeah. That's why I don't let my boys see any other males.
That's right. That is why my children aren't seeing the light of day. I'm just gonna lock them up in the basement.
I've never seen your children. I've never seen Nate's children.
I'm probably gonna gift wrap my kids and let them sit in the basement.
No one has ever seen my children.
You've never seen my children. I don't even know if Luke has children.
I had children. I killed them.
He boiled them.
They're dead.
He boiled the children.
Boiled his babies. Savage.
Barbaric. Oof.
I mean, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do in on those long, cold winters.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
How'd you get through this past winter, Luke? Was it your last child?
A lot of Pornhub, baby fuel.
A lot of Pornhub
and a lot of baby fuel.
A lot of Netflix.
X hamster. I don't know any other ones. I haven't watched porn in a while.
Spankwire.
Goat Hub.
4Tube.
Keys movies.
PBS is a really good one.
No, that's Nat Geo.
Nat Geo. Right, Nat Geo.
Have you ever watched Nat Geo?
I watched TLC.
TLC. Go Jason Waterfalls.
I usually just read things and put two nipple dots in between any B's and A's and just jerk off all over the place.
I went through his computer once and there was a lot of pictures of Cookie Monster with nipple pasty.
Oh yeah!
Cookie, what are you doing? Stop that! I walked into Nate's house one day and all I could hear was, "Oh, Kermit! Yeah! Yeah, Kermit!"
Wait. Wonder why they call it Baitin? B8. You can make boobs out of both of them.
Oh.
Baitin.
What? I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm lost.
You know, you never heard anybody calling, you know, yanking your yiz yang, and you call it
baiting? Your yiz yang? Where's he coming up with?
One second, I'm baiting. Hey, can I come in? One second, I'm baiting.
Yeah, you've heard baiting, right? Yeah.
So excuse me, I'm yanking my yiz yang. I'll be done in a second.
So you know how I was saying I jerk off to B's and A's with nipple dots? Well, if you bait.
B8.
Nipples, boobs. Masturbate.
Is there anyone singing that Bruno Mars song? He says straight masturbating. Is it like masterpiece?
He says masterpiece.
Masterpiece?
Yeah.
I thought it was masterpiece.
Straight masterpiece. Right?
One. Uptown.
Uptown fuck.
Uptown fuck.
Up
he says masturbate.
Uptown jerking off. Uptown jerking off.
Funny shit.
So say we've lost most of our female audience.
Do we even have one to begin with? Better question is, do we even have a real audience to begin with?
I don't know.
We
can
probably
get
Nicholas
Sard
to listen to this. Shouts out to
okay,
Nicholas Sard.
Yeah. But there's
to
a very small group of girls that would want to listen to us four dudes talking about masturbatory habits.
What have we talked about masturbatory habits?
Oh, what do you mean?
In any legitimate sense.
Yeah, that
was
me.
Solely you, Nathan. You're the one that's destroying our entire female fan base here.
Single-handedly. This ship is the Titanic, and you are Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was gonna say he was the iceberg.
That would have been a lot better to say.
Seaman, come aboard.
So, anyways, that has been four peas in a. Nope, I didn't say that right. We are
four peas.
We are done with our first podcast.
Dunions
with this podcast. It was awful.
We are embarrassed.
We are four peas in a podcast. I had fun, but it doesn't mean that we were good.
sounds like
how we are with women. At least me.
Only you.
Only me. Only me.
Sorry, Derek.
It's okay. It's all right. Oh, I like that. Yeah, all right, we're just gonna end it. We're four peas in a podcast. This has been
Genob.
Thank you.
I'm pissed I can't make this pineapple.
Smoke all those silly cigarettes and drink stupid wine. Cause it's what we thought we needed to have a good time. And it was fun. All down a bunk. Fun. When we were drunk and it was fun. When we were smoking, it was fun. So what was fun?